Truly Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the stock market, and we're seeing that just before the Friday closing bell, that huge upshove. They're going to manipulate the market to get their Friday happy ending here. For those of you watching on Justin TV, obviously the lovely lady sitting behind me is the lovely Claire, my wife and partner, and the rest of it, not to be confused with our artist friend from Kauai who was in that chair on Monday and Tuesday, I think it was. Anyway, Claire, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard you, Mike, in a previous segment of the show talking about the hope that the Israeli government might come an adult in the room vis-a-vis Palestine, and apparently that's not going to happen because as a response to the limited non-member observer status that the UN afforded Palestine yesterday, the Israeli government has approved 3,000 residential units to be placed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem.
Every single one of which is a violation of previous United Nations resolutions. So
yep.
I guess Israel's taking pride in being a rogue state. I'll tell you what the next step needs to be. With the General Assembly, this obviously fed up with all of this nonsense. I think the next step is to revoke Israel's membership at the United Nations because Israel's membership had two conditions placed on it.
Right.
A right of return for Palestinians,
mm-hmm.
and for those Palestinians who chose themselves not to return, financial compensation for their homes that were taken from them in the creation of the State of Israel. Israel, of course, has never complied with either one of those. It is time to kick Israel out of the United Nations.
Now,
and probably the U.S. as well. The world would be better off.
Now, that would be a decision that the General Assembly would make as opposed to the Security Council?
I'll have to go back and look at the rules. Of course, if it's the Security Council that kicks out members,
yep.
it's never going to happen while the United States is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll have to look into that. But certainly at this point, the more Israel continues along this obvious belligerence, and I did say yesterday, Israel's just going to pretend like this resolution hadn't happened or doesn't really matter, and as
mm-hmm.
long as they continue on this path, they're only going to feel themselves more isolated from the rest of the world.
Yes.
That vote yesterday sent a clear message. The world is tired of all this, you know, stealing land while saying, I'm a victim, Holocaust, Hitler, Nazis. I'll tell you what's going on right now in Hollywood. I'll bet you there's about 80 executive meetings. We need a new Nazi movie for next season. Quick, what can we put? Give me a script, any script.
Yes, I can imagine that happening. But just the continued belligerence of Israel against Palestinians, I think that someone's summed it up in terms of Israel in the 21st century. A wretchedly apartheid theocracy with nuclear weapons.
That's a very, very good description, I think.
Yeah, and it's frightening because you would have imagined that people who were the grandchildren of Holocaust victims who did suffer during World War II would be the poster children for justice and tolerance. But it's gone just absolutely the other way with regard to Israel.
Well, you know, a lot of the scholars who are trying to find the real history of what went on back in World War II
mm-hmm.
Have pointed out that the present day Israelis don't really act like people who suffered through that kind of racism and abuse before.
Yeah, that's ironic.
You know, and again, the same thing. Israel, mm-hmm. you know, the United States surrendered much blood and treasure to stop Hitler from doing whatever it was Hitler was trying to do. And you would think Israel would be grateful to the American people. And they'd be sending us money. Quite the contrary. It's always, what have you done for us this week? And send us more money. And, you know, how sharper than a serpent's tooth to have a thankless child?
Yes.
And, you know, all over Washington, D.C., everybody's clothes are ripped to shred by those sharp teeth of ingratitude coming from Israel. And we're tired of it all.
Yeah.
Zio fatigue is the new phrase.
Yeah, and thinking Americans understand.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. I apologize.
That's
I wasn't
okay.
watching the clock. We'll be right back after these words.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And one of our listeners responding to my comment about the Club of Rome sent me a YouTube video that delves into this a little bit deeper. The Club of Rome was a group that was set up by Rockefeller in 1968 at David Rockefeller's estate in Italy, and is very much keyed into this whole global environmental control. In 1993, the Club of Rome published The First Global Revolution, and they said, in searching for, let me read you from the thing. I put the video up at whatreallyhappened.com, and as soon as the cache clears, you'll be able to look at this thing for yourself. This is from this book written by the Club of Rome for the United Nations to set their globalist policy. In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. In their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together. But in designating these dangers as the enemy, we fall into the trap, which we've already warned readers about, namely mistaking symptoms for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention in natural processes, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself.
That's scary.
That'll curl your hairs here. All right, so you can go to the website and take a look at that. And let's see, there was one other quote here. Let me see if I can get this up here. According to the book, divided nations require common enemies to unite them, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard of Oz all over again.
Yes.
Paper mache head set on fire. Oh, Osama bin Laden's coming to get you. Global warming's coming to get you. The when pigs fly flu's coming to get you. Unite behind us and we will save you. And it's not working. And that's why Brzezinski is crying all over the place, saying, they're not giving us our new world order. All righty, let's move on to another subject here. You know, it's a funny thing. I've often thought that war is very much like having dinner in a Chinese restaurant, because 30 minutes after you've had dinner, you're hungry again. And it seems like 30 minutes after Israel finishes Pillar of Cloud, they're off and launching on somebody else. And, of course, now that the U.S. presidential election is over, very obviously Syria is back in play. Very obviously, we're already hearing the drumbeat of propaganda. Iran is a nuclear threat. Iran is a nuclear threat. Iran is a nuclear threat. So they're moving forward with this dollarification of the Mideast and this conquest of the oil at great expense to your children's lives.
And I've been reading that there are some large NATO preparations for disinfo and cutting off communications. As we know, Syria has been without an internet feed for several days now.
Mm-hmm. And now Anonymous says they're going to go in there and start hacking Syrian government websites. So all of a sudden, I'm back to thinking that Anonymous – actually, I've already thought it all along. Anonymous is somebody's intelligence service, because they were always supporting – what's his name? Julian Assange.
Yes.
Who we, you know, we pegged the disinformation operation right from the start here.
Absolutely. And the other very disturbing development that I was reading about this morning is that it appears that the NATO missile batteries are going to be placed in Turkey next week. And you could probably time it with a stopwatch in terms of how close that will be to an incredibly intensified push to topple the Assad government.
Well, the instant those missiles are in place, it's effectively a no-fly zone over the northern one-third of Syria,
right,
which will give the hired mercenary army, obviously, the advantage. If the Syrian forces do not have air support, I would imagine we're going to see clandestine air support for the hired mercenary army in the form of drones.
Yes.
That, of course, will not be targeted by the Patriot missile batteries. And so now it's a full-on invasion front.
Yes, and there was a breaking story this morning that the hired mercs blew up a couple of buildings in a very Christian and Druze area of Damascus, and about 30 people got killed.
Well, you know, again, you know, picture Thomas Jefferson or George Washington trying to win the American Revolution by setting off bombs in Philadelphia and killing innocent civilians.
Not a good idea. No, definitely
and this
not.
Tells us this is not a popular uprising. These are not rebels. The Free Syria Army, 95% of them are not even Syrian. They are hired mercenary army, like when Britain brought in the Hessians from Germany to try and put down the American Revolution.
Same thing. And these people have absolutely no place in their quote-unquote new Syria for any other religious minorities. And it saddens me because many of these communities have been communities including Jews, Muslims, Christians, and Druze for centuries. And there's been no animosity, you know. So it's absolutely awful. And yet these are the people that the U.S. and Europe are funding and arming.
Well, it's kind of amazing here because, you know, Al-Qaeda's bad when we need an enemy, and then all of a sudden Al-Qaeda's on our side and we're giving them what, it's, you know, back in Afghanistan, they were our friends against the Soviet Union. And it's everybody switching sides back and forth, and there are no real clear battle lines. It's just, you know, whatever is most expedient to achieve the real aim, which is to impose dollars back onto the resource-rich areas of the world. And I note that the new Syrian opposition council that is being recognized as the legitimate government of Syria is being headed up with another oil company lobbyist.
Imagine
just like
my
in
shock.
Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of Afghanistan, Mike, Leon Panetta made an observation yesterday that the United States is going to be in Afghanistan for years to come.
Yeah, there at least 10,000 troops past the end of 2014.
And if I had a chance to talk to this gentleman the question I would like to ask can be sort of reduced down to a single word, why? What is happening in Afghanistan reminds me of the classic definition of insanity, where someone does the same thing in the same way over and over and over again, and yet expects a different outcome.
No, well, the outcome is very simple. They have to protect Hamid Karzai because the people of Afghanistan don't like their new American puppet government. There have been a couple of attempts on his life. Mm-hmm. His brother got whacked, although that was probably over some of the drug dealing that he was involved in.
Yes.
The other brother just had some kind of kerfuffle legally. He got arrested for something.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, most of the troops are there to protect the opium poppies. And we've right. shown these pictures time and time again. When the Taliban took over Afghanistan after the collapse of the Soviet Union, they ended drug production inside Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You were caught with a poppy, they'd cut your hand off for something even more important. And, of course, without that source, American drug lords... say, where do we go? We can't go back to Vietnam. That's closed door to us.
Mm-hmm.
The French connection is gone.
Yes.
You know, now Afghanistan's shut off. Well, along with getting their oil back onto track and the oil and gas pipeline, we go into Afghanistan. We can get the poppies blooming, and it's poppies, poppies, poppies.
And the only people who seem to be winning, quote-unquote, because I cannot look at any military metric by which you could characterize the U.S.-NATO occupation of Afghanistan as a success, the only people who are winning are the military contractors providing mercenaries and material, the drug lords, and the banks which are laundering the drug money. Those are the people who are winning this war.
And your kids are dying for it.
Yes.
And again, from the point of view of a banker, they don't care who wins or loses. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's just all churning human lives for fun and profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, bankers are operating on the same mentality as little kids who put a bunch of bugs in a tin can and shake it up to get the bugs fighting and killing each other. And they think that's fun and cool. And maybe you can kind of understand it when you're dealing with a small tyke. But when you're dealing with adults and you're talking about just sending humans out to kill each other for a
mm-hmm.
fast buck,
mm-hmm.
that's a little psychotic in my point of view.
Yeah, it's completely and absolutely immoral in my book. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so terribly opposed to U.S. military intervention in Iran. Although I know from a standpoint of Iran not selling all of its oil in U.S. dollars, it's nearly inevitable. I do not want to see one of our young men or young women in uniform die or get maimed for life to prop up a worthless piece of paper. And that's going to be ultimately the long and the short of it if the United States does go in with a military action in Iran.
Well, the real danger, of course, there have been indications that Russia will support Iran, not directly,
mm-hmm.
But they'll simply pour weapons and supplies in there, and that'll be the new front line of a war of attrition, which at this point the United States cannot win. Because while the United States 10 years ago may have started out with huge stockpiles and surpluses of weapons and ammunition, the
mm-hmm.
reality is those stocks have been drawn down. The weapons are worn out, especially in that desert environment. They're just grinding themselves, to rubble with all of that sand.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this dollarification of the world's resource-rich areas only works if the U.S. gets them all, which is now all of a sudden why you're hearing about human rights violations in Venezuela. We're going to have to invade Venezuela and save the Venezuelis from that evil Hugo Chavez.
Well, Hugo Chavez may not be with us very much longer, unfortunately, because reports have come about that he has had to go back to Cuba to continue his cancer treatment, and there is a question as to how long this treatment is going to hold the cancer at bay.
They better check him for polonium-210. That's all I can say.
Yeah. But every time the U.S. goes to war, it appears to me that this is happening because of propping up the dollar, neutralizing Israel's enemies, or accessing resources to which this country really doesn't have a moral right. Those are the three reasons I see.
We have a moral right. It's the right of conquest. All right, yeah. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Don't answer! it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
D-Roy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire, your next topic is...
what is happening in terms of the inflationary pressure of this quantitative easing? And, you know, for me and from my perspective, Geithner and is just an absolute criminal in terms of what's going on. People who have followed that injunction about saving all of their life, if they've been saving U.S. dollars, their investment in that is shrinking to the point where the dollar has barely any purchasing power whatsoever. I mean, I notice that even when we go to the big box store that we normally patronize.
Well, I mean, since the creation of the Federal Reserve, the U.S. dollar has lost 95% of its value.
That's scary.
And it is. And like I said, we're heading into this Zimbabwe territory. And again, if you go back to that list of 34 reasons why America is a dying empire, they list in there how... certain areas of purchase, like homes, residence, rents, and food, and fuel, and health care, have just exploded. And people just don't have disposable incomes anymore. They're working as hard as they can just to stay alive. And, you know, psychological point of view, that's almost a form of torture.
Yes.
That's the whole idea behind waterboarding, is you're keeping them at the edge of death and they're struggling as hard as they can not to die. And psychologically, that's where a lot of Americans are in right now. They're working as hard as they can and they're living moment to moment just trying to get by.
I really don't know how young families starting out, especially those with kids, are making it at all.
Well, many of them aren't, as you and I find out every time we go down to that homeless food program. And
right.
It amazes me how resilient some of those little kids are.
Yeah.
They're homeless, they're living in the streets, and yet they're still out there laughing and playing with their friends. I guess they just, you know, they don't get that there's other ways to have a life.
Right. It has become their new normal, as so much has in this country.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's going to stop will be a complete collapse of the U.S. economy, and unfortunately, well, that's, you know...
I'd rather have that than a nuclear world war.
Yeah, you know,
What a sick choice to have to make.
Yes.
You know, do you want what's behind door number one,
yeah,
a complete economic global meltdown, or door number two, nuclear Armageddon? Can I find out what's behind door number three?
I hear you. I absolutely hear you. And I never thought in my entire life, in my 60s now, that I would be probably very grateful if the economy did collapse completely and the government just went peacefully with it.
Well, that would be the best solution for all involved, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anything else? We've got another few minutes left in the segment.
Yes. I think that you have covered this also, but I'd like to bring it up again. Talking about the new normal that middle class and working Americans are having to deal with. The encroachment of police and the federal government and even private agencies into the lives of our school children is really terrible. There was an article that you covered about Corrections Corporation of America doing sweeps of elementary schools with dogs. If I were a parent in one of those elementary schools that had that happen, and my child was locked down in that environment, I would pull that kid out of that school very, very rapidly.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this whole thing about searching people with the dogs,
mm-hmm,
and uniforms, isn't that what we fought the last big mistake to sort of get away from?
Yes.
We've become the Fourth Reich in this country. We really have. I was going to report it earlier, but this is a good place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a ruling that police can plant little tiny video cameras in your home to watch you as you go around, take your bath, shower, whatever. They do not need a warrant. This has just been upheld by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And the other thing,
well, I'm sure it's a boon to all the exhibitionists out there.
Yeah.
You know, hey, cop!
Yeah. But it shows the degree to which we have become a post-constitutional society, Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
And this new NDAA for 2013 that the Senate is wrangling with, it's not much better than the old one, because it states in the language that someone can be held indefinitely from an act of Congress.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were making a lot of comments about how this new version of the NDAA was,
yeah,
going to make it impossible for Americans to be held without trial.
Uh-uh.
But there's a little bit of a wrinkle, because if you actually reach the language, all it says is somebody being held by the military prison can make an application for a trial. But there's nothing in there that says you're actually going to get it. Your,
mm-hmm,
papers, you fill out your papers and order to be taken away. We never talk to you again.
So it's
not a return of habeas corpus.
Yeah.
They're just giving you a new piece of paper to fill out to make you feel better about it.
Yep. And between the NDAA, the Patriot Act, and the Homeland Security Act, they have absolutely negated all of the guarantees and rights which used to be afforded to American citizens under the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That feels to me like it's completely gone.
It pretty much is. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And you had one more topic you wanted to cover today.
Yes, I did. We have been hearing a lot from government officials from the time of Bush Jr. forward to today about the alleged war on terror. And looking at it as thoughtfully as I can and trying to analyze what we're looking at, it's not a war on terror. It's a war on people who happen to have the nerve and the gall to live over or adjacent to some kind of resource that the U.S. government wants to expropriate for
and
itself.
The temerity to sell that stuff for currencies other than the dollar. That's
Amen.
What this is really all about.
Amen. And you're seeing the run-up to military interventions in Mali and in the Congo, proxy African armies, but essentially funded and trained by Western powers. These incursions are absolutely the antithesis of quote-unquote humanitarian missions. There is nothing humanitarian about it. And if you would like to imagine a model for a country and where the U.S. and the West want these countries in Africa to go, think Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Think Haiti, and you will have exactly where the U.S. and other Western governments want these countries to go.
All the population shoved into a ghetto, and so the ultra-rich get all of nature and beauty for themselves here. Mm-hmm. You know, interesting, and we've been looking back at the history of this whole Al-Qaeda nonsense,
yep.
And more writers are coming out and saying, yeah, obviously this was a hoax. It was concocted. It was all a fraud. It was Emmanuel Goldstein
mm-hmm.
all over again. And it goes all the way back to that quote from the Club of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
We need a common enemy to unite all mankind, even if we have to make one up. And I think the part of the U.S. agenda was that we're going to create this massive global terrorist network that nobody could see and wait for foreign nations to scramble to the United States for guidance on how to deal with the terror threat. But that clearly has not worked. Again, the U.N. vote yesterday demonstrated that. I think most governments have seen through the fraud. They understand that Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman and Yusuf Al-Khattab is really mm-hmm. Joseph Cohen. They know it's all a fake and fraud. It's just theater. And they don't want to throw away the lives of their children on a magic show.
Absolutely. But apparently UN Ambassador Susan Rice has been just neck deep in this and seems to be, if you will, President Obama's enabler big time. When it comes to wars of aggression in Africa.
Well, she's hardly any different than her predecessors in that same role.
No. Madeleine Albright was an interesting piece of work, as was and is Hillary Clinton in that regard.
All righty. Yeah, the wars seem to be continuing until somebody slaps down the United States real hard and says, look, this has gone on long enough. We have been at war currently, longer than we were in World War II.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the potential attack against Iran. And the Chinese government has been, since July of last year, developing Iran's southern oil fields. Any disruption, and this is for domestic Chinese use, any disruption in that flow of energy is going to be construed by the Chinese government as a direct assault against Chinese national interests. And in fact, one of their senior military made the observation earlier this year that China would definitely join the war on the side of Iran if it were attacked.
Again, like Russia, they would send material support, advisors, money. I certainly don't think it's a good idea for the United States to get into a direct conflict with Russia and or China because mm-hmm. inevitably it's going to go nuclear.
Yes.
And it's going to be a bad day for everybody. And that's what's really annoying me about these money junkies. They are so desperate for a little more wealth,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have a $2 million toy for Christmas instead of $1 million. They're literally risking incinerating the surface of the earth with nuclear weapons. At the same time, they're saying we all have to live simpler lives to preserve sustainability and take care of Mother Nature. And the two are not compatible. If you want a sustainable planet Earth, stop showering it with depleted uranium all over the place.
Yes, absolutely. They're mutually exclusive goals here.
Stop dumping oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Stop having reactors melt down into the oceans. Humans aren't the problem with sustainability. Industrial accidents are.
Yeah. And not taking care of the infrastructure, which we saw today with the derailment. Infrastructure in this country is absolutely crumbling. And I mean, I see it, we see it just driving the roads here on Oahu. And how much more does the average driver have to pay because of the bad roads here, Mike, a year?
Yeah, somebody did a study a couple of years ago and said the average Hawaii driver is going to spend about $600 a year repairing damage caused by the very bad roads we have here in Hawaii. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, Oahu has the worst roads and traffic of any of the 50 states. So
mm-hmm.
It's official.
Yeah. I mean, we're very, very lucky because we do home office, and that makes a tremendous difference. We don't have a whole lot of commuting we have to do.
No, but the little we do, you know, we almost got in that horrible accident the other day. We were merging onto the freeway. And in lane number two is a truck, and behind the truck is a white car. And just as we're merging on, the white car pulls into lane one and tries to scoot to get ahead of me. So it's three cars in two lanes, and I'm trying to keep from either hitting the white car or the railing on the side, and almost missed. There were two state highway trucks at a dead stop in lane number one ahead of me. And I'm not going to say my life flashed before my eyes, but the dirty parts definitely did. All right, anything else, or can we let you go here?
I think we can let me go.
Well, Claire, thank you very much, and as always, a joy to have you on the show, and the fan email is pouring in, and everybody is saying how much they love you, and thanks again. All righty, so getting back to some interesting stories here as we close out the show. And again, remember we have told you before, the money junkies, the private central bankers will do anything to take and keep more money. Now, a while back, there was a gentleman who blew the whistle on the Hypovarensbank, HVB, and blew the whistle saying they are illegally smuggling large sums of money into Switzerland from Germany. And the banker said, he's crazy, he's delusional, he made this all up. And they had him committed to a high-security psychiatric hospital. Okay? Now, 7 years later, I mean, he was diagnosed by the court experts of paranoid personality disorder for saying this bank was smuggling large sums of money. And one of the people doing the smuggling was his wife, who was an assets consultant at HVB. Well, apparently evidence has surfaced. This guy was telling the truth. He was reporting a crime by the bank, and the bankers, through whatever political pull they had with the court, had him committed to a mental hospital. How very Soviet Union of them. Because that's what the Soviet Union used to do. If you had information that was embarrassing to somebody in the government or the financial system, somebody important, oh, he's crazy, and they'd lock him up in the mental hospital. And even if they let him out, of course, the credibility is destroyed. Don't listen to this guy talking about lax safety at the Chernobyl reactor. He was in a metal home. You can't listen to him. Oh, my goodness. Overall, joblessness in the Eurozone has hit a new record. And because the poor state of the economy, inflation is being reduced, which is not always a good thing when it's being driven down by unemployment. Meanwhile, Draghi is out there saying the Eurozone is set for recovery in the second half of 2013. Based on what? Tea leaves? Europe is drowning in debt created by their central bank. As austerity takes hold of nation after nation after nation, employment is dropping. Tax revenues are drying up. Until you get that death strangle of debt removed by shutting down that private central bank, nobody's going to recover. They can't. They're in that debt austerity death spiral right now. Like I said earlier in the show, it's amazing to see how hard the political and economic leaders of the United States and Europe, how hard they're working not to see the obvious, not to see the problem with the 11th marble. You want to talk about government by religious fanatics, this is it. They absolutely believe that 11th marble is still out there. They absolutely believe there's vast untapped pools of wealth out here in the population. And they believe it, and they're going to lead the world to war to get it. You're denying us the wealth because you're unpatriotic. Or you're just being selfish. You're not thinking about global and what's good for the earth and global warming and everything. Or you'd give us more of your money. We don't have any left. It's a dry well out here in the hinterland here. Now, there's another problem cranking up over here in the Western Pacific. Under a new set of rules, Chinese law enforcers are going to be boarding and seizing foreign vessels in areas claimed by China in the West Philippine Sea. They claim it's their territorial waters. Stay out or we're going to take your ship. And apparently this is creating diplomatic ripples. There's always these arguments over, you know, where are the borders in the waterways? You know, the U.S. general rule of thumb is 12 miles. We recognize 12 miles around the world. It would be great if everybody would adopt that standard. But because so much food stocks, fishing grounds are now out in the deep blue water ocean. You know, it's an area of some concern. And, yeah, could trigger another military conflict. Everybody's getting into these messes that we're just being driven to war, being driven to war. There's too many of you. We got to send off all the young people, kill them off in wars. Now, here's kind of an interesting story, also from China. This is from a video that's kind of gone viral around the world. There's a gentleman, Shen Jingxiang, 38 years old, was faced with a mob of thugs trying to evict him from his home. Now, this is not an eviction having to do with foreclosure for non-payment of mortgage or anything like that. Basically, this gentleman, Shen, was living in a town that was desired by a very wealthy Chinese land developer. There were about 100 homes in this area. About 70 of them have already sold out to this land developer. And this land developer was using these thugs to basically scare people into saying, all right, we'll sell you our home. So these thugs come into this guy's home to threaten him, apparently unaware that he is an absolute master of kung fu. And it does look like a scene from a Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan movie. They didn't actually catch him in action, but when it was all over, they took out their cell phone and they shot the video, and there's all these bodies and blood just all over the ground. And, you know, you come into a home with strong-arm tactics and you find a strong arm inside that home, you're going to be in trouble there. Now, what's really kind of tragic in the aftermath is the Chinese police, who are apparently very sympathetic to economic development, came in and said because these thugs who had broke into his home to threaten him were not actually armed, that Shen is in the wrong for using lethal kung fu on these guys. Nobody died. He just knocked them out, bloodied their noses and stuff. I don't think Shen has to worry about where he's going to be living, because this is going to wind up as a movie. This is tailor-made for a movie. I'm sure Jackie Chan's already on the phone to him about this one here, but it's kind of a cool story. And it shows, once again, just like Palestine, resistance is not futile. Let's see. We already talked about that. We talked about the wireless video cameras in your home, courtesy of the Ninth Circuit. Congress is asking the FAA to expand drone use inside the United States of America. They're going to have drones watching you. Drones with tasers, drones with shotguns, drones with tear gas, and all the rest of that. This is not the United States of America that was intended by the Founding Fathers. We're the Fourth Reich. We are the Fourth Reich. Have you seen the big debate now? Even the corporate media has picked it up on the use of wholly autonomous drones, robot drones, to go out and basically decide for themselves who to kill and who to let live. I mean, when you look at all the false positives and misfirings that are taking place with a human pilot, it's just going to get worse with these robotic drones. They're not reliable. They're just area denial weapons. Kill everything that moves. We're in Terminator country here. Iran is warning that if they are attacked by Israel, they will feel free to walk away from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's a thinly disguised warning that, you know, Iran is tired of playing by the rules, against a nation that won't play by the rules. And I think, again, that was a factor at the United Nations yesterday. All those member nations in the UN are playing by the rules, and they're sick and tired of Israel just flagrantly violating resolution after resolution after resolution, going through life with this attitude, the rules do not apply to me. And, of course, not only is this very angering to those nations that are, in fact, playing by the rules, it undermines the credibility of the United Nations, which sees itself as the home of this new global government they're all talking about. But if the UN can't bring Israel to heel, they're not qualified to run an entire planet, in my opinion here. People are still putting more and more pressure directed at the Associated Press regarding that ludicrous diagram they ran earlier this week, supposedly a plot of nuclear energy and total heat from a simulated nuclear weapon, given to them from a representative of a nation that is opposed to Iran's nuclear program, but we can't say who it is, meaning Israel. And scientists, real nuclear scientists, have now come out and said this diagram is a hoax. It has errors in it. It is a very common diagram you can find out of textbooks. Looks like it was hand-drawn. There is an error between the scale of the two curves, several orders of magnitude. Makes it look like a hoax. Okay, Associated Press, time to come clean. Who gave you this fraudulent document? And why did you run it without doing due diligence to see if it was real? Waiting on you, AP. Any moment, AP. Lines are open, AP. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And they're having a heavy snow in Moscow, heaviest snow in 50 years. First snowfall, major snowfall of the season, all across Europe. There was snow earlier that came and went, but it's really settling in. And some of the meteorological people over there are saying this might be the coldest, worst winter for like the last 100 years. And again, it reminded, and like I said, the carbon Nazis are coming up with all these weird stories to try and explain away why the world isn't doing what they all were telling you it was going to do if you didn't pay them carbon taxes. And there's that story about, well, yeah, it hasn't gotten warmer since 1998, but trust us, it's just an anomaly. It's just a fluke. Trust us, it'll be going back to getting warmer next year. And, of course, this article we mentioned earlier in the show from Reuters about how the world has really gotten warmer, but the heat is hiding from you down in the bottom of the ocean. And the scientific illiteracy on display in this Reuters piece is just absolutely stunning. One of the favorite devices the carbon Nazis like to use to sell this idea of a greenhouse effect, which, by the way, has never been proven. Greenhouse effect works with panes of glass in greenhouses. But there's actually no scientific documentation that atmospheric gases really have that much of an effect. But everybody likes to point to Venus and say, well, they've got all this carbon dioxide in their atmosphere, and look how hot it is. It's 400 degrees down there. And they're saying it must be greenhouse effect. No, it isn't. Because Venus has a very thick atmosphere. And the surface of Venus is under extremely high pressure. You would have to go down below the level of the deepest ocean in Earth to get to those same pressures. And if you went down there, you would find the temperatures about 400 degrees. This is heat of compression. And, of course, there's that little tiny itty-bitty thing about the fact that Venus is a lot closer to the sun than Earth. And, again, it's not science. It's science babble that they throw at you in their absolute undying faith that you have been dumbed down so much by the public school system that as long as some guy in a white lab coat is telling you the sky is red, you'll believe him. By the way, speaking of surprises, and yes, we had a rather bad one yesterday when NASA backed off the claim that Curiosity had found something significant. One of NASA's other probes has found, ta-da, ice, water ice, on the planet Mercury, closest to the sun, hotter than heck. But apparently, Mercury, which doesn't have an atmosphere, there are craters at the poles, which are permanently in shadow. And as a result, on what is the hottest planet in the solar system, these interior of the craters are some of the cold places in the solar system. And they are detecting water ice there. So it's kind of exciting to live in a universe where there are still things to discover, that not everything is known. I'd hate to live in a universe where everything was known about everything and there's no more romance, no more adventure, and no more discovery. I'd hate to live in a world like that. Actually, it's 60. I don't think that's going to be a problem for me. Let's see. Add apples to GMO foods that are going to be hitting your supermarket shelves. Very, very soon. Last quick story for the day. Apparently, a 63-year-old Arizona preacher has been arrested for selling drugs like heroin and cocaine. His excuse, they were bringing people closer to God. Well, at least he's not buggering the little boys that we know of. That's it for our show for Friday. Back here on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully. Please support Republic Broadcasting. You have no idea how important it is. And Aloha, America.